You.
Until then, Shay Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Carey. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick a picture.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome to another Wednesday night with On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen, and the polar vortex, whatever, is kicking into high gear. I will let you know that in case you are hunkered down under blankets. It's getting chilly. But the roads are totally passable. We got practically no snow. So all things being equal, fine, be cold, whatever. So we have multiple hours of local rock and roll to get to. We do not have a live band, but we may have guests stopping by as we often do. We're going to start off the evening with some Trinary System. And I'm not even sure which song I queued up because I wasn't paying attention. So, Trinary System, check it out.
When I heard
heard Dave Davies. He kinda helped me go crazy. Well, I was just a little kid, but I was feeling what he did when he took his razor to his amplifier speaker and he got that sound, the silver metal. When I feel your buzzer, I want to walk on him and work. When I'm feeling buzzer, now you're gonna hear me work.
Yeah, this is apparently my first day on the job, so we're going to pretend that I queued that up perfectly and start it again.
Some dirty magazines, 'cause I only travel in the sky is falling like an angel halo gunfire. And she keeps writing me little notes about all your pink desire. And now there's nothing, nothing you could do to change my mind. And no, it's never, not when we're going back to that day. And now I'm black and white all over, running from my own skin. As you look good, by the way, you're standing so still and familiar. And yes, I know it's true, I'm your coward. But maybe they'll save all the heroes for people like you. And now there's nothing, nothing you can do to change my mind. And no, it's never, not when we're going back to that day. Comes over late, banging on my brand new door. And I say, I lose a purpose, don't got no friends anymore. When these buildings, they are just buildings that we tear down. And sitting next to you is the highest fall. Ground, yeah, the ground. When there's nothing, nothing you could do to change my mind. And no, it's never, not when we're going back to that day. Yeah, that day. You see my day.
All right, we kind of got the sea legs back here. We just heard from Black Button, their song Heights, coming off of That Thing That You Want to Put a Finger to Is Because. That's the name of the album. Yep. Came out in 2009. Before that, we heard from Fidel with Ain't Got All Night, coming off of their April EP from 2017. And we started this set off with the Trinary System with their song Dave Davies, coming off of Amplify the Amplifiers. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Next up, we have some just maybe one one song by a bunch of jerks. This is Serpents Drinking Whiskey on WMFO. Nope, sea legs. Not here yet. Hold on. There we go.
My friends are gone, but now we're gone, but now I see.
And that, my friends, is Psychic Dog. Yes! With their song, Trophy Room. Before that, we heard from some Hambone Skinny, My Seat at the Bar, which followed A Bunch of Jerks. It all kind of worked out. You start with drinking whiskey with serpents in a trophy room on a seat at the bar. It all makes perfect sense. I can tell you're following along with me. I can. So you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Wednesday nights, it's local music, pretty much only local music from 9 to midnight. And this being a Wednesday, that's what we're going to do. We are sometimes joined by guests. We usually have live bands, not tonight, but we still have plenty of music to play for you. Awesome. Yes. Yes. Next up, we are going to hear from some Bad Mancini's. And so that's what we're going to listen to right now.
We're all very different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. A 1, 2. Star weather dial, and that is kind of nippy for a June 25, isn't it? Whew. I'm Trooper Harrison. I'm your head counselor, and this is my wake-up show.
I'll be coming at you every morning.
About this time, hoping to make your summer camp experience the best available in this price range.
Turning gray, you
Yeah, the Tenafly Vipers right there with La Fin du Monde coming off of Your Event Horizon. I don't know. This is a pretty beat up CD, so I guess it's been around here for a while, but I can't find a year on it. Before that, we heard from Sister, brand spanking new single. They have a split 7-inch with Shepherdess called First Crush, and we heard their song Stereotypical. Before that was The Winter Project with Half As Much coming off of Stories of Suburban Discontent. And we started the set off with Bad Mancini's with their song Boom, and their CD is called Ill Murray. I guess you can figure out why. I happen to be a Bill Murray fan, so that was pretty hysterical. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And as promised, we have friends stopping by. Hey, Rich.
How are you?
I am good. What's going on?
Nothing much. Thank you for having me here. I was able to get past the sub-zero weather. And
it's not sub-zero yet.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, it's above zero.
My iPhone needs to be recalibrated. I'm in Vladivostok time or something.
That was just it. Were you getting like the weather alerts and stuff today?
No, I didn't get them. I think there was some kind of... I didn't get them.
It was like, oh my God, it's going to be so cold. I'm like, do you think I'm in Chicago or something? I mean, it's not going to be that cold. I mean, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, come on.
Hopefully it won't be totally... We won't be into this sub-zero where we all just, like, stop moving, you know?
That would be bad. Yeah. That would be bad. That would be bad. I actually got an email from, like, our school system going, yeah, we have school. Don't even think about it.
How do they spell yeah?
Yeah.
Y-A-H with a couple of exclamation points. Yeah.
Yeah, we have school. Come on. So, anyway, don't think you're going to get a day off tomorrow, because you're not.
I work from home, so, you know, all good.
I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. Shh. Because I'll stay under blankets. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. So, Leon Rich, what's going on? What are you going to play for us today?
I've got some couple, three tunes here, and a few of them are going to shout out to some of my posse. And I'm going to debut a brand new one that I've been working on that I haven't played at any of the places that I play at.
Okay.
And so I'm going to see what we can do with this arrangement.
All right. Well, I am going to give it to you then. Enjoy, radio listeners.
This one's called Mole in a Hole.
Yeah.
Yay!
It was mulling home. I've got to go. La-da-dee-dee-die.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking to you between songs or if you want to just plow through, or we should just have a little conversation
I'll throw another one out. This one's out to my home posse selection candidate number one, Tom Kapp, an Easy Core. This one's called Ice Cream in a Cup. It goes something like this. Nice things that walk down the street like a kitty or a pup. But there's nothing better in the summertime than ice cream in a cup. I've seen all kinds of beautiful sky, nice luscious green lawns too. There's nothing better in life, I say, than ice cream in a cup, it's true. Ice cream in a cup, lots of jammies on the side. Chocolate whipped cream candies makes me smile inside. All the things I wish for when it gets hot and really gets rough. But the best thing in the world is ice cream in a cup. Ice cream in a cup, lots of jimmies on the side. Chocolate whipped cream candies makes me smile inside. Ice cream in a cup, lots of jammies on the side. And chocolate whipped cream candies makes me smile inside. All the things I wish for when it gets hot and really gets rough. But the best thing in the world is ice cream in a cup. All the things I wish for when it gets hot and really gets rough. But the best thing in the world is ice cream in a cup. Ice cream in a cap. So I'm Captain Easy Cord. You're listening, sir. Here's another one. This is called Space. It's about a child, an infant or whatever, that was born in space on a spaceship traveling through the universe towards some ultimate expression of mankind somewhere probably 10,000 or so years from now. It goes something like this. I live in outer space, and everything's feeling alright. I live in outer space, and everything's feeling alright. Sometimes I wish that I was on Earth. Sometimes I wish that I could touch the dirt. Sometimes I wish that I was on Earth. Sometimes I wish that I could touch the dirt. I haven't had a real vegetable in a long time. I haven't had a real vegetable in a long time. In a long time. I'm out here in space. Space, 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 space. Space, 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 space. Things are wicked cool in space. Things are wicked cool in space. I'd like to get a vegetable from the garden if I could. Cool in space. vegetable from the garden if I could. The final frontier.
Well, that was very educational, potentially.
Thank you. Here's another one that's, I wrote this song probably 25 years ago that I played at a barbecue. It was my first folk song. It was a four-hour song that encapsulated every idea of every solution to every problem that had existed and will exist, essentially. And it wasn't received too well for some reason. I don't know why. It was 4 hours, but you know, I thought they'd hang in there. But you know, it's okay. I didn't take it personally. At any rate, it's called the World's Longest Folk Song. It goes something like this. The world's longest folk song, the world's longest folk song, the world's longest folk song, the world's longest folk song. Had all the things you had meant to say, the world's longest folk song, and it had all the things you had meant to say, the world's longest folk song. Understood a gosh darn thing you said, the world's longest folk song, and no one there understood a gosh darn thing you said, the world's longest folk song. Change this world. I can make this world a heck of a lot better. I've got 750,000 ideas, and I'm gonna put them all into this 6-hour folk song for you right now. And nobody there had any idea what the song was about. The world's longest folk song. That goes out to all those beautiful people that were able to sit through that song that one time.
That one time. But everyone was singing along with you by the end, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They liked the oopah. We tried to get them to do the upper harmony there. I was going to ask you.
You're
gonna... But I was like, can I do that? Or I'll do it next time or another time. I do have a couple more. So this is a song that's a relationship song, but it's really what's the kind of expression where it's an allegory? It's not really about, you know, it's a metaphor or something like that. This is a song about a goldfish. It goes something like this. Well, I want to be a goldfish. You can take care of me. I just want to be a goldfish. You can take care of me. Just let me swim. Just let me swim. Well, I want to be a goldfish, and I'll do whatever I should, just as long as you feed me my goldfish food. Well, I want to be a goldfish, and I'll be your goldfish dude, just as long as you feed me my goldfish food. Swim around the bowl every day, and when you come home from work, we'll play. You can take a laser, point it at my eyes, just make me swim around. The cattle come and push the fish bowl over, we'll have lots of fun palling around. Well, I want to be a goldfish swimming in a bowl. Then one day when I up and die, 'cause you packed some bowl full of weed and you forget to feed me, you cry. Well, I want to be a goldfish. Well, I want to be a goldfish. You can take a laser, put it in my eye, just make me swim around. The cattle come and push the fish bowl over, and we'll have lots of fun pound around. Well, I want to be a goldfish swimming in a bowl. Then one day when I up and die, 'cause you're packing some bowl full of weed and you forget to feed me, you'll cry. I want to be a goldfish. I want to be a goldfish. Y'all.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming out and joining us here in studio this evening before we wrap up with your little section.
You're quite welcome.
We appreciate it. It's nice to have you come by every now and then and just kind of see what you have.
It's like every 8 years or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm always here.
Yes.
Which is great. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, come on down. Are you playing out anywhere, like, or doing any projects that we can...
Let's see, we've got... I play with a group of people. We play out in Harvard Square called the Pocket Buskers, and that's Kevin O'Neill and Sean Deirdre and others. We used to play in Harvard Square in the summer, but now in the cold season, we play at the Outpost 186 once a month. So February 14th and then March 14th, April 14th, we'll be playing an open mic there, and everybody can come on down and bring your. There's a piano there. It's a great sounding room. Other than that, there's the RPM challenge, and I don't know what RPM stands for. I tried looking it up as a little bit of lookup for this, but I couldn't find what it actually stands for. I think it's record, produce, and mix. Excuse me. But that's coming up. You record 10 songs in the month of February. I've got some ideas for that. Last year I did it, and I did, the theme was to do the 32 bar form AABA, just so everything had to be the 32 by form.
It's kind of a little formulaic, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, that's how I operate. I make a container and I put stuff in it. But at any rate, so I have to figure out what the formula is going to be for this next one. I'm probably going to do it, and then you know we'll see where that all takes us. I do have another. This goes out to Joanne Kesey. It's a song called "Drinking Beers and Shooting Pool." Story of my first and second grade experiences hanging out with the biker gangs. And it goes something like this. Drinking beers, I like shooting pool. I drink beers, the shooting pool. Yeah, I like drinking beers, I like shooting pool. Drinking beers, shooting pool. Hanging at the club, I just not back a sub. Gonna drink, I'm gonna puke. Yeah, I got 20 bucks, I'm gonna try my luck, hit the table, nap and tuck. Yeah, I like drinking beers,